In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. The opening words are Psalm 120. In my distress I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Whether we're Christians or not, at some point in our lives, we're going to call on the Lord. Things are going to get so bad that there's nowhere else to turn. And we just cry out to the Lord. And you know what? As the psalmist writes and tells us, he answers me. I remember as an atheist, in a very difficult period of my life, ending up calling out to God to help me. To help me in that desperate situation I was in, because I had nowhere else to turn. So if there was a God, please help me. And God answers us. This is what the psalmist tells us. He hears us and he answered me. Maybe not the way that we want to be answered, because God knows the bigger picture of our lives, and it's just not answering that specific thing at that moment, but answering it in a way that will affect all of our lives. So we might go in the future in 20, 30, 40 years time. I remember once I prayed to God, and I knew that he answered my prayer at the time, but I didn't realize that now, because of that situation that happened all those years ago, I would be in this most amazing situation. And I've had to wait all these years to fully understand. You know, we live here on earth and we want instant answers. We want things to be sorted out right now. I want to get out of this situation. But our Father in heaven loves us so much, loves us so deeply, that he knows how to answer our distress calls when we call out to him. What the best situation will be for us, not just now, but in for the future, and for other people as well. He also knows, as a loving father, that if he answers some prayers, and this has definitely happened to me, where I said, God, just get me out of this situation. I knew that if he did, and I also felt very much if he did, that I wouldn't grow as a person. And I look back on those situations and go, thank you for not helping me out of those situations, because in getting myself out of those situations, but knowing that God was with me, I grew. But we all will at one point call out to God in those situations. And what we have to remember is that God is with us. Even if it seems that those distress calls are not being answered, that God does hear them. This is what the psalmist is saying. He answers. Someone can only answer if they hear. If they don't hear, you're not going to get an answer. You know, if we phone someone and it keeps ringing, we know that no one's answered. But as soon as we hear the ringing stop, we know that someone's answered. And this is what we have to realize, that when we send those prayers out to God in our distress, he will answer them. But let us not dictate what he should do for us, but let him, as the Almighty, Lord of all, King of kings, answer those prayers in the way that he knows best. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we, in our times of distress, we call out to you, and we know that you hear us, and we know that you will answer in your way. So give us patience in that. And even if that patience is 40 or 50 years down the road, we know that you are a living God and want the best for us. Amen.